Welcome to the Pursuing Uncomfortable podcast, where we give you the encouragement you need to lean into the uncomfortable stuff life puts in front of you so you can love your life. If you are ready to overcome all the yuck that keeps you up at night, you're in the right place. I am your host, Melissa Epkin. Let's get going.
Hi, friend. Welcome to episode 60. Gosh, I can't believe I have 60 episodes in. Here we are a year later, and we're still doing this together. You know, I have to tell you, I was very shy about starting this podcast. And a year ago, I met with a friend who was a podcaster and who had a lot of tips to start a podcast and worked with me to do a lot of the groundwork before I ever started. And then I jumped right in. I took him up on that offer. I did the paperwork, the thinking work, all of that front-end work that you have to do before you begin a new project. And I'm so glad I did. Here we are a year later, episode 60. It's hard to believe. I couldn't imagine when I began episode 10, let alone episode 60. And I'm so glad that I've done this endeavor. It's been an honor and a privilege to bring guests to you and to have their stories out there. As a pastor for almost 25 years now, I've seen up close the difference it makes for people when they're able to lean into the difficult things in life. I've seen people who deny the difficult things, who run away from the difficult things. And gosh, it just stays with them. When we have something hard that we're not facing, it's always going to be with us. And I've always had the utmost admiration for people who have a difficult or impossible task in front of them, and they just jump into it bit by bit. They don't know the answers. They don't know the outcomes, but they know they've got to try, and they just lean into it, and they grow so much, but they also get past the difficult things. And I've admired people so much. The people that live around you and me, the people who have everyday problems like you and me, the people who have extraordinary problems, they lean into it and they work on it and they overcome it. And it's so inspiring to me. And so it was a no-brainer, really, what I was going to talk about when I began this podcast. But I had a lot of fears. Where would I find guests? Would anybody want to listen? All of those things that we say to ourselves to minimize ourselves and the possibilities that we have. And I finally quieted that voice and gave it a shot. And I have to say, I'm astounded. When you seek something out, the universe a lot of times will help provide the path. It'll reveal the next steps. And that's what's happened. I found a place where podcasters and people who want to be on podcasts can connect. And I've met so many fascinating people. It's been such an honor to bring them and their stories to you. There have been so many times that I've sat behind this microphone and had tears streaming down my face listening to their stories. And a lot of times, it's not just their stories that get to me, but it's the connections to people that I know in my life. When someone is talking to me about their story and the difficulty that they faced, and I can see faces of people I know who also struggle, oh, that's when it really gets me. But I feel like that there's something good happening here, that in the sharing of our stories, we can connect with something bigger than ourselves. And that's really what the goal of this podcast is, to give us all something to aspire to when it's hard. Because life gets hard sometimes. It gets difficult sometimes. It can just downright feel like the world is against you at times. And my hope was that this show would inspire you. It has inspired me. I hope it's inspired you. The guests that are on the show, I root for them. I want them to continue to conquer things in their lives and to overcome all of the stuff. I worry about them. I check in on them from time to time. And I hope that they have had an impact on you as well. But mostly, I hope beyond anything else that you have found something in this life that you can connect with, that gives you hope, that helps you to persevere, that transcends whatever difficult thing is in front of you. Because friend, we can't do this alone in life. Sometimes we can have all of the talent, we can have all of the professionals, and we can have all of the tools we need, and that's not enough. Sometimes we need to hear that other person out there that's rooting for us. We need to hear the story of that other person who fought the demons that we're fighting. We need to hear that they did it and they were victorious. And I hope that's what this does for you. So I wanted to tell you in this episode, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, for giving this podcast a chance. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your struggle with us. If you haven't commented, please feel free to go to the podcast webpage. It's pursuinguncomfortable.com. Leave a comment. There's a place on the contact page where you can send a message. Please do that. I would love to know what struggles you have or what worries you have, what keeps you up at night. Let's continue to share a conversation with each other. And I want to know what kind of episodes you would like to hear. As we move into 2023, there are some great and fantastic guests that are booked. Some of the podcast episodes are already recorded, and I'm eagerly anticipating your reaction when they're released. I hope you love them as much as I do. But I want to know what you want to hear more of. So please reach out and leave me a comment. Send me a message. Let me know the episodes that meant something to you and what you want more of, or something that hasn't been covered yet, and I'll try to find it for you. I really will. I also want to let you know that not only am I so thankful and just so flabbergasted that you would want to listen to something I've created, but this podcast has become like another baby for me. No, it's not a child, but I do care about it, and I do want to help it to grow and to flourish and to be all that it can be. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And I hope that I live up to your expectations. I hope that the guests that come on inspire you. I hope that this podcast can remind you that you're not in this alone. Others are there where you have been, and you have a community of people that are rooting for you. And anytime you want to connect, just reach out and we will be there and we will connect with you, because we're not in this life alone. We are in this with each other. So one more time, a big old fat thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing this opportunity. And thank you for the input that you'll send. I do appreciate that. And I look forward to next year. Not only are there some great guests lined up and some incredible stories that they're going to share, but I'm also putting together a book called Pursuing Uncomfortable. It's called Pursuing Uncomfortable, Leaning In and Overcoming. And in it, I share some stories of overcoming, but I also share a formula that I've seen works for people when they do have something big in front of them. So I look forward to sharing that with you. It should be out by July. There's a link in the show notes if you want to be on the wait list and get updates about the book and some behind the scenes information as it's getting written. But I am so very grateful, and I do look forward to hearing your feedback and to hear how this show can be even better. You know, I have to share this with you before I wrap up here. I did a Google search and I wasn't on my computer. So it wasn't that, you know, if you do a search on your computer, it's going to bring up stuff that you type in pretty often. So, but I was on someone else's computer entirely, and they had never listened to the podcast. So there wasn't anything like that in their browser history or in their cache. And I was Googling some problem-solving stuff, and this podcast came up. I couldn't believe it. That moment, that was an amazing moment that I just entered a search word on a completely different, unbiased, if you will, computer, and my podcast came up, and it was looking right at me. That was a cool moment. And again, it's because of you that that happened. So thank you. I look for your feedback on how this can be even better. And I pray that you are blessed, that you are inspired, and that you know you are not alone. And whatever it is that's in front of you right now, whatever feels like a mountain that you have to climb, whatever feels like a giant elephant that's sitting on you, whatever that is, I know you can do it. I know you can lean into it. I know that you can overcome it. So I will see you again on episode 61, and I have a great guest to introduce you to then. So happy new year, and bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If this encouraged you, please consider subscribing to our show and leaving a rating and review so we can encourage even more people just like yourself. We drop a new episode every Wednesday, so I hope you continue to drop in and to be encouraged to lean into and overcome all the uncomfortable stuff life brings your way.